parashat told us, we find in the parasha it says, "Vayetar Yitzchok laHashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akor hi." And Yitzchok davened lenoichach ishtoi. What does it mean lenoichach? Rashi explains, "Ze oimed b'zavazu mispalo, ze oimedes b'zavazu mispalo." Each one davened in a corner. Rashbam explained the word lenoichach means bishvil. Not opposite, in two different corners, bishvil. He davened for his wife. The Sfarna explains that he didn't daven for himself because Akbaruch was maftiach him, ki bi Yitzchok yikar l'chazara, and he will have children. But it doesn't mean we all know from which wife. It doesn't have to be from Yitzchok. Therefore, Yitzchok davened l'noichach ishtay for his wife, that the children should come from her, from Rivka. This parasha we find many yisodos of tefillah. I'd like to mention some of them. The Be'er Moshe asks the Shaila, the Chazal say, Sali Goizav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So why did Yitzchak have to daven? Yitzchak could have been Goizer, made Gzeira, they should have a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. He answers the biggest side. He says that if Yitzchak would have made a gzera, he would have had a child, but it wouldn't have had kium. It wouldn't have been for netzach. It wouldn't have been for ever and ever. Yitzchak wanted Klai Yisrael. He wanted Doris. He wanted to produce Klai Yisrael to have Doris. The only way to get to something that Nitzchian is through tefillah. Tefillah has a kium. Could be the Gemara in Bracha says that Eli HaKoyin wanted to kill Shmuel for Shmuel's Mora Alocha B'Snei Rabboi. And Eli told Chana that I'll give you many more children. And Chana answered, no, Al Nar Hazeh Hispalalti Adam for this child. The question is, what does that mean? That if you make a simple mathematical husband, Eli was offering many, many Tamil Chachamim, many Nevi'im, and Chana only had one Tamil Chachamim and one Navi. The Chara, many more children is worth more than one child. The answer is that Eli was going to give Chana children not through tefillah. Those children won't have a kiyum. Chana said, "Al narazes balalti, I daven to the child." Something that comes through tefillah has kium, has nitzchias, has eternity. And therefore, Dafka wanted Shmuel, and that's the koyach of tefillah. Klai Yisrael came through tefillah. Klai Yisrael built through tefillah, took davin for a child, because tefillah has kium. Rashi explains that the yetar means hirbu v'hifser b'tefillah. Rashi brings tefillah shoynis, nispaser, nispayes, nispater. Very strong shoynis of a lot of tefillah over and over and over and over. The Mabit, based on Kim Perk Beis, says something very schwer, hard for people to understand, that b'derech ha'olam, if you want a toivah, you want a favor from a person, from a melech, you ask one time, you have two times. If you ask too many times, the person will get very angry at you. Why do you keep on nudging? Why are you nudging? Why are you bothering me? Go to a few of me, sitting by cost 3 times a day, 6 days a week, entire year, over and over, thousands and thousands of times, the same bakasha. She answers, the yisoid of tshila is for us to be makir, and to show ki ein ba'olam ki mi shiroi l'spal ki l'kelis baruch. There's no one as fit to daven beside the kelis baruch. She'im shum koyach acher shiyachol azar lanu chutz mekelis baruch. The only one that can help us is the kelis baruch. So we by tefillah, by davening, it brings out this nekuda. The kelis baruch is the only one that can help us. The is a Sefer Chassidim that says a very, very harsh thing in Kuf Nun Ches. It says if a person needs parnasa, a person needs a refuah, he should not put his emphasis in Baruch Aleinu and emphasis in Refeinu. Because if he does that, there's like a kitrug, they say lamala, the person only is thinking by himself. He's caring about what he needs. He should put kavon into all the Shemon Esrei. If you need a Yeshua, be mecham the whole of Shemon Esrei. To the ikar kavon le brachas or the shvach, to mishabech kodesh baruch hu, to bring out this nekuda, because he's the only one that can help you. Says you, the only one bali chelos bal kachas kulam. So therefore, if you put kachas in the whole tefillah, you'll have Yeshua. And Adav, if you only put kachas into that specific need that you need, then chasom doesn't bring the Yeshua. Gemara Vamis, Tav Sam Chadal says the famous Gemara on Rav Yitzchak, Ma Hayav Asenu Akurim, Shakash Baruch Mas Avil Tfilas Sadikim. Shakash Baruch has a taiva who wants the Tfilas of Sadikim. Chaim Shlomo says that many times a yid has saris, and the saris is a cause of davening. But sometimes by the Sadikim, the tfila is a cause of the saris. And pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to have that kesher. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a yid to come to this hakara, this realization that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yochel through tefillah. We say in Tehillim, Parakuf Chof Aleph and Shir Malas, the me'ayin yove ezri. A person feels me'ayin from where? Where can my ezer? Where can my help come from? I have no connections. I have no way that I don't see anything. I have no friends, no chaveri. I have no ways to get what I need. If a person feels me'ayin yavi ezri, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one to help me, not from any other source, then ezri me'im Hashem, then the Yeshua will come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Dessler brings the marshal the same, and Nachum Zev, the son of Alton Mukelm, that he had. It was a yid, there was a gvir, and he lost his money. And there's another yid, a gvir, that decided to help him out, and he gave him everything he needed. One day, this ani decided to go from door to door, start collecting money, go from knocking the door, like a mashulach, and everyone will get house donations, you know, a few dollars from every house. Then when he started doing that, he went to the Gevir that was helping him, and the Gevir also gave him a small donation. He asked him, what happened? And he used to give me a lot of money. He said, until you started collecting, you were slaving on me. You needed me to help you. I was the only one to help you. Therefore, I gave you a lot of money. But now they're going from door to door. You're slaving on many people, not only me. So I'll give you like everyone else. I'll give you a small donation like everyone else gives you a small donation. The Gemara says in Brachas, Avlam Beis and Beis, in Roya Adam, says Spal of Loi Nena, if he sees a Davins and he was not answered, Yachzav Yispal, Davin again. Because Baruch Hu wants Reboy Tefillah, not like the way it works in the Velt, in Derech Oilam. Fakert, by Reboy Tefillah brings the Yeshua, the Goin. In Keser Roish, Ois Mem Hei says a very, very harsh thing that we have two tefillahs every single day. The shachas and mincha, the tefillah belachas and the chazaras hashatz. The tefillah belachas is the first tefillah. And then the Gemara says, choyz yachzor v'yispalu is chazaras hashatz. And it says the goin, shesham miskabel hatfilois b'yoyser. That through chazaras hashatz, the tefillah is miskabel much more than Tzul Balacha, Shekav HaChaim, Shem Kuf Chav Dalet said, brings down the Arizal, had Rishus to Megal this story, that even though Chazal, in Chazal Mishak and Chazar Shashatz, for those that don't know the Tefillah, they might know they don't know the Tefillah, but there's a deeper reason. And a deeper reason that Chazar Shashatz is the Tefillah's hot Sibur, the whole Sibur davening, and it has a bigger power than Tfilah Balachas. And the Goyim says the reason is because Yachsev is spell Yedavni Nochamo again, and we know the Kol Gadol Mechaveru Yitzchak Gadol Mimenu. Anything is more chashuv, Yitzhara tries to hide it from us, and therefore that the people are not machshiv Chazaras Hashatz enough is only because it's so powerful, and the person will put more effort into listening to the entire Chazaras Hashatz. Shesham Meskabel Tfilah B'Yosef, and that's a Yachsev Yispal. We're living now in the Zman of Ikkas and Neshicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us to daven much more than all the Doris before. The Yalkut in Tehillim says, Ein Yisrael Negolim El Mitoch Tfilah. Like I said in Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Aleph, the B'chi Bo U'Tachnunim Oivilein in Na'imayim. We're going to come to the Geula with Tfilah, B'chi, Tachnunim. The Mishnah and the Saita and the Mishnah Saita brings out all the simonim, all the shver things that are going to happen before Mashiach. And the Mishnah ends off, Ein lanu ami li shoyin ela vina shabashamai. That we need a Tfilah. We need to realize that we're spalo and to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that can help us. Brings down the Nasa Yomim, Kadosh Baruch Hu to listen to the Tfilas of Klai Yisrael, and bring the Geula from the Saras of Yishmael. And Yishmael is the word, Yishmael is Yishma'el. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to our Tfilas from Yishmael. From the Saras of Yishmael is going to cause Klai Yisrael to daven, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Yishma'el. I want to end off with one more nakuda that we see that Yitzchak davened for Rivka, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to tefillahs that Yid had the koyach to daven for someone else, and your koyach is still so strong could help for someone else. Listen, Kaplan said over an amazing story that happened to him in his chabura in Mir Yeshiva in Beis Yeshaya. There was a bacher, very elegant boy, very, very good boy. He sat and learned very, very well, but he had a little slower head and it took him time to understand Chapta Gemara, Chapta Sugya. He used to go through chavrusas, a lot of chavrusas. They didn't last too long. It was hard to learn with him. One day, he was chavrusaless, and another very, very good boy came late to his man. And he needed to this book. After 2 weeks, he came to his Rebbe and he told the Rebbe that, you know, it's very hard to learn with him. We don't really get too far. We only do a few lines. On the other hand, I want to break him. He davened to learn with me and he's a very, very good boy. What should I do? I'm stuck. And then the boy said, I have an idea. I'm going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this, my chavrusa should become smarter. And the Gemara should go easier for him. He should be able to understand better. And he continued learning. And this, and Kaplan said, the boy's mind opened up. And he really understood learning much easier and quicker. And he's a very, very chashver yugaman today. We see from here the koyach tefillah for someone else, and kol shkein we daven for ourselves. Where every single morning we same libeinu lahavin lahaskil lil moidu lamid. It's kol divrei samot sechach ba'avah. We davening and we should learn all of Torah, all the mitzvahs of Torah, zroyim, tyrus, even havana, lahavin lahaskil, and not only to learn all of Torah, lil lamid to give shir on kol Torah kula. The more we realize the power of tefillah, it could change worlds. Hashem should be mezakeh us that we believe in the koyach of tefillah, and we should recognize and value how much the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aveh to our tefillahs, and how our tefillahs are going to bring the geula and the Yeshua for us and all Klai Yisrael, b'mehera b'yameinu, a good Shabbos.